If you want to get out into nature near Abilene, a quick web search might show you Kirby Lake, just south of the city. Though online reviews of the 740-acre man-made lake might prompt you to keep looking. Sure, some of the people praise the softball fields and fishing, but others think Kirby Lake shows a lack of pride. Reviewers complain of trash and poor water quality. Many suggest it could be better if the city would add a walking track or make other improvements. Leslie Andrews, Abilene's Director of Community Service, says the city's listening.
We've always looked at Lake Kirby as having the potential to be something special for Abilene. And what happened is Workforce Solutions approached the city last summer and said, you know, we would like to have a nature play area for the children of Abilene. We have $200,000. If we give you the $200,000, can you spend it by next summer? And we said, of course we can.
The city had already had a vision for this area, and so our vision just kind of merged with their vision, and so it all blended together in a perfect way.
Mindy Ross with Workforce Solutions says they first approached city officials with the idea of turning the area around Lake Kirby into something like a big backyard, a destination that would encourage kids to get out into nature. Ross says their $200,000 wouldn't go very far if they divided it among the 83 childcare centers they serve. Workforce Solutions donation will help fund a mile-long boardwalk. Designers envision a path that will disrupt nature as little as possible and take visitors from the playground to the lake, with lots of opportunities to see and experience plants, insects, and animals along the way.
It's going to go all through what you see right here, and then there's a little crossover to the lake, and then it's going to go over that way and have like a bird blind by the water, so you can see like waterfowl and stuff like that.
But the nature walk is just part of the plan. Some of the funding will cover training for teachers and Growing Up Wild curriculum provided by Texas Parks and Wildlife. That curriculum builds curiosity and helps the children to engage the environment. Ross says everyone involved hopes others will see what a positive impact it has on the community and then want to get involved in phase 2 or 3 of the master plan. The City of Abilene's Leslie Andrews says those phases will get kids digging in the dirt and give them a chance to see nature from a whole new perspective.
What that entails is a sand pit with dinosaur bones buried in it, as well as a tall mound that kids can roll down and a high boardwalk that goes up into the treetops so that kids would be able to see what happens at the top of trees at a bird's eye view as well as what happens on the ground.
And Workforce Solutions' Mindy Ross says ultimately this investment might just give the broader community a new perspective on Kirby Lake itself.
Kirby Lake does have a stigma about it, but we are hoping to change that because it is a perfect area that has so many nature elements that would be perfect for the children to explore and for families to explore, that we're hoping that that stigma can change.
According to Leslie Andrews, the City of Abilene hopes to break ground on the project next week and finish by mid to late June. The Department of Community Service doesn't have a timeline for the second and third phase of Kirby Lake's master plan. The city is looking for grants and other community partners to help fund those projects. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.